all students to attend swim lessons to help ensure their safety for life. Visit EmporiaRec.org to see all class schedules and get registered online, or call the Emporia Recreation Center office at 340-6300.
KBOE Live and Local, cloud cover 13 degrees. It is 844.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us via the KVOE Sutherland studio line, we should have Kitty Hamilton and Barb Lowry from the Friendship Center. They've been hard at work this month, and this special project is wrapping up here this week.
All right. Kitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Hi, Barb.
Good morning.
How are things going, Barb?
Well, pretty good. I'm not too fond of this weather, but I'm sure happy about the Chiefs.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Yay. All right. And I have to ask here, has it been a championship effort here by the community when it comes to the Day of Service project you've been doing for about a month now?
Don't you segue nicely, Chuck.
Sometimes. Usually not today.
we did. We have, at this point, I've counted over 400 items, and there's several places out on the west end of town that there's been a miscommunication or something, so I'm going out this morning to pick up the rest of that, and I would expect there's maybe about another 100 items probably yet to pick up. Yeah.
And they still have through all day today and tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow they'll be picking up the boxes, so yeah.
All right. Well, Kitty, let's go back and lay this all out again, exactly what's been taking place here this month.
Okay. Well, my program here at the Friendship Center is with volunteers who are 55 years of age and older, and it's through an AmeriCorps project. And so one of the goals of AmeriCorps is to hold the Martin Luther King Day of Service message across the United States, that it was never meant to be a day off. It was meant to be a day on for community service. And so in Emporia area, Lyon County, my idea was, you know, it comes so close after the holidays. Let's find something that'd be very easy for people to participate in and also feel like they were doing something for their community. So that's where the peanut butter and jelly for pantries idea originally came from. We collect through the month of January. So.
Okay. Obviously, you started, was it last year? And this, as we've been mentioning here on our airwaves, a bit of an adjustment last year to this year when it came to the bread. And it sounds like things are going really well.
Yeah, the bread got to be a bit of a hassle. We were trying to collect it for the pantries. And it's a lot for my volunteers to try to keep up with. I basically have it set up on this great system where my volunteers that collect the items, they also work in the food pantries year-round. And so they already know the schedules and when food is going to be distributed. And so they just manage it themselves. And the bread was a bit of a hassle in that. Of course, we'll take anything, and we'll get it where it needs to go.
I was going to say, however, comma, we had some interesting donations, some great other food items, which, of course, the pantries are happy to have as well. And we focused, as Kitty said, on the peanut butter and jelly. But I did walk into Goods one day, and it was like a weekend, and this table was just full of loaves of bread, which, I mean, was awesome. But I called Kitty and I said, I think we need to get out here. Anyway, it's great. I think we're over what we got last year, I believe.
Yeah, it was about 400, just like 390 or something like that last year. We've collected that already, and then we have this last run to make. So.
Yeah, through the month of January, which is at the end of the day tomorrow. But what, nearly 15 drop-off points, Barb, and have all locations been pretty active?
Well, I think I'm going to let Kitty answer that for sure, but from the look in her eyes, I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah. Our best locations, of course, are the grocery stores, and those work out the best for people to pick up and drop it off right there while they're at the store. One thing we added this year was for on the actual Martin Luther King Day of Service, I had two volunteers who stood out in front of the grocery store. So one was at Dillon's and one was at Reeves Country Mart for a couple of hours. And they reported that people were excited and they each of them collected over 80 items in the hour that they were there. So we'll expand on that next year.
Nice.
She had a little bit like a little business card made up saying what was going on. And like she said, the volunteers, I guess, just really, really enjoyed that and said that people responded very nicely and would come out, you know, back out and fill the box. So I think that was a very nice addition this year and brought in more, especially on the day itself.
Kitty, I wanted to ask you, have you heard of a greater need here for, I guess, our local food pantries, you know, with efforts like this one and others here over the last, say, few months, specifically this winter versus past winters?
No, I haven't made calls. I did get a thank you right away from the First Christian Church Pantry that we included them. You know, that's kind of a smaller operation, but they do have a very steady flow of people that they see every week, that they know the need is there. I've questioned the peanut butter and jelly sometimes and said, you know, maybe that's not the best thing, but the response is always no, we can use it. We need to, you know, if they can't use it right now, they will be moving it in the next couple of months. So.
And that's what's good. It keeps, of course, you know, I mean, the shelf life of peanut butter and jelly both is very good. And I think probably, you know, there's so many really nice collections that go on around the holidays. And so I think probably, you know, there were not as many people in need. And yet I think this kind of helps to build a bridge between that and then like the, you know, the food drives that come up here in the spring, the one that you guys do. And and I'm happy to announce I'm on the Salvation Army board, and all of their pantry is now moved up to ground level, guys. So
nice.
I knew you knew that was happening, but it has happened.
Yep.
So no more basement stairs there for you. So anyway, but yeah, I think it kind of fills a little gap in between some other major food drives.
Well, peanut butter and jelly, that's a good call, because anytime we publicize a food drive, doesn't matter where it is, peanut butter and jelly, they are always on the list. You can't
always.
Go wrong.
Yep.
You can't go wrong with that. Well, it sounds like it's been a very successful month, and you've helped out a lot of folks here in the Emporia area. Still 2 days to go, so let's see. Drop-off points, the mall, Waters Hardware, Graves Drugs, Dillon's, Country Mart North, Goods Cash Saver, the Public Library, Bluestem Farm and Ranch, Clint Boyer Autoplex, PT Associates, Mel's Tire, Doobie's, and did I say the Friendship Center? Did I mention you guys?
I think you did that all from memory, too, didn't you?
I did. That was right off the top of my head.
That was incredible.
Nice job.
And then also, you know, there's a box at the Senior Center at North Lyon County, the Senior Center in Hartford, in Neosho Rapids, and also in Olsey. So.
See, I missed a few, didn't I?
I think we cut you off.
And that just opens up the door here to keep adding that list, you know, to keep adding to it. So it's all about the interaction there.
Well, we've had a few. I know NCS is our computer service people here where we work, and they took a box, and, you know, the employees just fill it, and they bring it back to me. So there's a little bit of that going on, too.
Sure, and if there's a place that would like to be included next year, of course, you can certainly call down here 340-8001 and ask for Kitty, and she'll get you on the list for next year.
Good deal.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on a great effort.
Well done.
Yeah, it feels good to do something for that day. I think it helps us all to feel better about, especially if you get the day off. You know, it's kind of a nice new holiday, and not everybody gets that holiday, and so it's something nice that you can do in return.
Well, you've made a lot of people feel better with this. So we thank you for that. And before we go, Barb, I just have to ask you off topic. Those who know Barb probably know that her son Jesse is the beat writer for the Kansas City Star for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume he's pretty excited about being Super Bowl bound. Huh?
Well, actually, can you see me beaming through the phone waves? I wanted so badly last night to text him, but I thought, you know, Mom, that's just probably not the thing to do right now. I know they had a live podcast from Arrowhead that started at like 12:20 a.m., which I watched. So all those guys were still there, you know, doing some reporting and some writing. The really cool thing, thanks for asking, Ron, because, of course, the really cool thing is he was, for 14 years in three different papers, he was the KU beat writer, one of the KU beat writers for the Kansas City Star. And then they called him in after he went to the national championship with the Jayhawks last spring and asked if he was interested in being beat writer for the Chiefs. So now he's Super Bowl bound. So I'd say that's a pretty exciting year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about it. Well,
is he taking you along for the ride?
Oh, I'm sure I haven't just got the call yet. And he did, however, contact me last week because they'll be going to Germany next year, and a lot of my my family roots are in Germany. So he was calling to get some information so he can do some investigating while he's over there. So, you know, but I think maybe he's going to take his wife. I don't know. I don't know who's known him the longest.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Good point.
Jesse, if you're listening, ..
Okay, well, hey, thank you both. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we appreciate what you've done to share the story and keep the story out there.
Kitty, appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Kitty Hamilton, Barb Lowry, joining us from the Friendship Center.
Great stuff happening, and again, you still have a little bit of time to help out here with this Martin Luther King Day of Service effort. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we were just told right now that we're going to have to reschedule our Newsmaker 2. We've had a late conflict, so we're getting Laura Evans rescheduled. That's important because last week we told you about the Family Resource Centers, this new concept here from the state government, and USD 252 Southern Lyon County is receiving a six-digit grant here to help get something started. So we will get her rescheduled, get something up here a little bit later on. The Newsmaker 3, though, at 8:45, we expect to be chatting with Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch, who came on board late last year, and recently announced new Undersheriff Aaron Hoffman as part of our 8:45 segment tomorrow morning.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 8:55, 13 degrees, good morning.
Ever wondered exactly what Bunge does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers benefit.